At age 30, Chris Whitty will not have to prove she is one of the best speed skaters at the Olympics. The one person she is trying to impress is herself.
I won a gold medal, and I was really satisfied after 2002 because, I mean, that was my dream ever since I was a little kid. And to finally have it, it's sort of, it's just really satisfying. But at the same time, I thought I was too young to retire, and I still love to skate, and I still love to compete, so I kept going.
But the quest to continue has not been easy for Whitty.
These last 4 years have been really tough. I haven't performed very well. I've also had a lot of personal things going on, family issues, personal issues, things that I needed to work out. I messed around with cycling a little bit in 2003. Didn't go very well, so I came back full-time as a speed skater. Worked out an injury last year, so last year wasn't great. So then here I am now, stepping outside of the program. And I feel like a new person.
Chris Whitty says the interesting aspect of speed skating is the fact that U.S. athletes are not locked into one specific way of training.
I've been around a long time, but the approach that the coaches take is sort of go back to the basics and just keep building from there. And it's been incredible so far. So it's been a lot of fun, but I think that kind of shows the depth of our team. If you only have one program, one team, it's hard to fit everybody within that program in that one structure. I mean, obviously, you have exceptions to the rule. To me, it's an advantage now for speed skating to have programs outside of national team where you can, you know, if this program isn't working for you, you can still go to, let's say, the Utah Olympic Oval program, which I've done.
Whitty also likes the fact that the United States seems to again be the team to beat.
I want to say we're cutting edge in a lot of ways. I mean, Europeans, they looked at what we did in 2002 with, we had NASA helping us with polish for our blades. We had Nike Swift suits. I mean, we had so much going for us that we trained as you know, we had a lot of great team atmosphere. So you see, like, let's say the Russians wanted to have sort of that team atmosphere that we had. Europeans are looking to us now to sort of catch up and keep up with the sort of innovations that we've brought.
Chris Whitty is hoping the Europeans and the rest of the world will just be trying to keep up with her and the U.S. speed skaters at the Turin Olympics. In Washington, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.